Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Thomas Trissel, the principal with HPS Shernox. Thomas, how you doing?
Very well. Good morning, Kim.
I understand that you recently were in Vegas, so you're back on the road.
Actually, quite a bit on the road. I was, in the last month, two times in Vegas, and one time I actually drove from Florence, Alabama, all the way out I-40, stopped in Memphis, stopped in Arkansas, Oklahoma City. So we made a tour to appreciate some customers, those who continue to drive and helping us driving our business, and it was interesting to see what's going on in the flyover states.
Okay. I should give our listeners a little bit of background. I introduced you as the principal of HPS Shernox. Before that, you were the founder of Centiva. You sold that business to Tarkett, and then you got involved with a company that goes way back with your family, a German-based company that makes Shernox. They're in the floor prep business. They make self-leveling gypsum. They make all kinds of different products that allows contractors to get the floor prepared for whatever flooring is going on top, right?
Yeah, Shernox is a leading business in Europe. We started this in 2011. You just mentioned gypsum. So Shernox people are really the ones who invented the synthetic gypsum. That was in the mid-90s when they came out with the first formulation on this. We are seven generation further now, so we really call ourselves a leader in non-cementitious subfloor levelers, but we also are very, very strong in cementitious leveler.
Yeah, and in Germany, this company is the market share leader, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and Shernox actually belongs to Sika. So in America, we are working independently. We are having the Sika friends as our owners up there in the universe, but we are working independently here down in Florence, Alabama, under Shernox HPS North America.
And how's business?
Business is good. As you know, in March, we were at a buyers group meeting, and we were full of enthusiasm and optimism. And then a few days later, the president shut the airports down. And from there, I think everybody has their own little story to tell. But we actually had a very, very nice May. We had a very nice June, July. We have not exactly the numbers, but it looks very, very promising. We look forward to make the best out of this under the COVID-19 condition.
Like many people, I'm sure you were impacted in April when most of the nation shut down. So tracking against last year, most of the other months have been doing okay, you're saying?
May was surprisingly wonderful, but I think a lot of people had to finish their jobs.
Yeah.
We were surprised about this, but don't forget we are adding continuously distributed. We like to have it better, absolutely. I think I speak for the industry, but we managed to fare pretty well.
In our last issue, our July issue of Floor Focus, we did a project spotlight on a pop-up hospital you did in Memphis where you were tapped to prep the floor. Floors were all broken up, and they needed to put down, I think it was a sheet vinyl, to make this hospital. And you were awarded that business. Your route to market is through distribution, but you also have a national sales force that goes out and works with contractors and helps pull the product through the distributor, right?
We really put our focus here on service.
Mm-hmm.
That job you just talked about, this was a very, very nice project. This happened actually through our webinars. We started right in the middle of March.
Mm-hmm.
We have more than 4,000 attendees on these webinars. This hospital there you talk about was a COVID-19 retrofit, and it was a nice job indeed.
I interviewed Jeff Hamer the other day. Most people know he's the CEO of Gallagher, and he was extremely enthusiastic because just this year he's added you as a new supplier and says that you're a very strong supplier.
You know, I appreciate Jeff Hamer's good words. First of all, we have a lot of respect of Jeff. He's a very accomplished businessman, and he's really one can learn from. And Gallagher taking on the Shernox line, us taking on Gallagher, was a wonderful good news to come here in 2020. It all came together. I don't want to leave out though our other distributors in this region there, which are also very, very good, and we appreciate.
Well, lately there's been a lot of focus. I've seen some advertisement from your competitors and also with you, and it looks like everybody's focused on speed right now. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with that.
So for us to sell a wonderful flooring company across the street here with Centiva, people ask me why we would go into subfloors. We only did this because we saw the enormous amount of advantage Shernox had to give. Number one, as you just mentioned, the gypsum. It's not just natural gypsum. It's synthetic gypsum. And again, we really think that we are the key player in this. And synthetic gypsum was literally unknown in the flooring industry when we brought it in 2012 to the American market. Others laughed about us. They were only known to cement, and this is all fine. We do a lot of cementitious product. However, we do believe that our synthetics established in 2012 here in America, created by Shernox, had a lot of advantages. One is, for instance, that it doesn't shrink, so critical substrate is the key here. We have then figured out that what we have to offer here with Schernox has really to do a lot with the speed and the performance and the efficiency and profitability. And I think that is what we brought and what we continuously to bring to the contractor, to ensuring that make subfloor to your profit center. Don't just see it as the necessary evil.
So when you look at the products that you offer, getting it done in a hurry is a big factor. It's a big part of the equation, isn't it?
We are doing the need for speed. Since the beginning, we started this. We did advertising since 2014. We are very proud of the fact that we have products like our AP Rapid or our EPA Rapid Moisture Mitigation, which dries in just 3 hours, and you can install your leveler or your floors over it. We have all those kind of products which makes it easier and faster, and specifically in the time, exactly right now with COVID, this of course plays in because having fewer people on the job site and then being in and out fast just contributes to a better construction site. We also know that because of the high humidity we have here in the south, Florida, the entire Gulf Coast, we knew that it has limitations with the drying time. So it took us actually quite a while until we could take all the best out of the synthetics, the non-shrinkage, going over the critical substrate, and then also taking the advantage of the cementitious side, and we added this together, the next generation. These are our hybrids, and what other mean by being fast, doing this in 2 days or 3 days, we can prep a floor very easily in a night and ensuring that, you know, you have all your performance ready to install a floor on top of it, walking on top of it, and living over this.
You know, it's kind of ironic that this need for speed allows you to also use one of your hobbies, because people who know you well, Thomas, know that you also collect and sell Porsche cars. So it's easy to make an ad with all the inventory of cars you have, right?
Yes, it is a hobby, and we have Crystal Sports cars. It's a good segue between the cars we are selling and collecting and then to the need for speed when it comes to the flooring side.
Yeah. Okay, Thomas, what's your outlook for the rest of this year? Do you think business will continue to be strong?
I do believe that we have avoided any labor force to lay off or salespeople or technical people. We have them all in place. And then creating a plan how to return to the normal business under the long-term COVID-19 situation. We do believe that it is very, very important how we set the stage for 2020, the balance of the year, and 2021 and even 2022. Our team is in place in order to make sure that we are using the electronic support tools such as BIMS or Construct Connect in a form with our CRM system and our salespeople on the street. We want to make sure we're seeing our customers and emerge stronger after coronavirus is being handled.
Okay, Thomas, it was good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Thomas Trissel, a principal with HBS Schernox, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.